Now, for some of us, the best part of Thanksgiving comes from a forkful of flavors all swirled together. Turkey, gravy, cranberry, and stuffing. It's like a savory symphony in your mouth. Now, chefs in New York City are experimenting with putting together all those ingredients into a one-bite Thanksgiving dinner. NPR's Netta Ulaby has more.
Right now in the East Village, you can buy a croissant stuffed with turkey and all the fixings in a celery-flavored dough. Or there's the Thanksgiving-themed dumplings at Mimi Chang's.
Mimi is my mom's nickname.
Marion Chang and her sister Hannah sell Chinese dumplings just like their Taiwanese moms. Well, maybe not quite. In November, they stuff a seasonal version with traditional Thanksgiving ingredients. Marion says proportions are key.
Well, definitely huge sauce person, so we need a lot of gravy in there. But we don't want the stuffing to overload the turkey flavor.
These fried Thanksgiving dumplings come with a dip of cranberry sauce.
They're good.
Even a model is eating them. And Danielle Williams does not come from a place that celebrates Thanksgiving.
No, but I've lived here for 2 years. I've had 2 Thanksgivings in a row. I think I know my stuff now.
Back in the kitchen, cooks layer the ground turkey filling with gravy and stuffing rich in sage, sautéed onions, and thyme. They pan-fry the dumplings on a hot griddle to crisp up their bottoms, then spray them with water and steam them. Mimi Chang's dumpling sells a couple hundred every day this month, and they go quickly. That's why Sandy Truba arrived early to get some for her husband.
Yeah, he's outside in the car. And he loves dumplings, so it's kind of a match made in heaven, yes.
Philip Truba saw these dumplings on Instagram, and he cannot wait to try them.
What is this, honey?
That's the cranberry sauce.
Right there in the car, the Trubas immediately dig in.
Turkey, stuffing, gravy, cranberry sauce.
Thanksgiving and dumplings in one economical bite. And a Chinese spin on a New England classic? What could be more American? Netta Ulaby, NPR News.